Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies today with a high of 58. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows around 38. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 60. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The current supply chain crisis could cause irreparable harm to agriculture. Those words from Leprino Food President and CEO Mike Durkin as he appeared before the House Ag Committee yesterday. He said the export crisis may well result in irreparable harm to American agriculture as customers around the world are questioning the U.S. dairy industry's reliability as a supplier. The U.S. Dairy Export Council and National Milk Producers voiced strong support for Durkin's call for U.S. government action to more effectively tackle the shipping crisis and the effect on dairy farmers and manufacturers. Durkin called on Congress to act on ocean shipping legislation, address critical transport industry labor shortages, increase port hours of operation, and take other steps to help American agriculture producers reach their foreign markets effectively. Across the industry, approximately one day's worth of U.S. milk production each week goes into exports. That results in about $6.5 billion in U.S. dairy products being exported to over 133 countries. USDA mailing ballots this week for the Farm Service Agency County and Urban County Committee elections. Those elections are occurring in certain local administrative areas for committee members who made decisions about how federal farm programs are administered locally. To be counted, producers and landowners must return the ballots to the local FSA county office or be postmarked by December 6th of this year. FSA Administrator Zach Duchino said the committees are a critical piece to the work they do by providing knowledge and judgment as decisions are made about the services that are provided. Producers must be participating or cooperating in an FSA program to vote in the county election action. Each committee has 3 to 11 elected members who serve a 3-year term in office. At least one seat represents a local administrative area is up for election each year. Newly elected committee members will take office January 1st. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued an emergency order of suspension to Bright Beginnings, a daycare at 305 South Main Street in Newton, according to a media release from the agency. The KDHE reported they received information related to injuries a child sustained while in care on or about October 29th and reported that the information indicates the injuries were likely the result of abuse. Stray bullets fired off the shooter's property in unincorporated areas of Sedgwick County could now lead to a $500 penalty. KSN-TV reports that the Sedgwick County Commission voted 4-1 Wednesday for a measure regulating the discharge of firearms. Shooters can still fire guns on their own property, but bullets that stray onto the property of others can prompt the penalty. The resolution was in response to complaints from residents who said their properties outside of the Wichita city limits were damaged by people firing guns. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas will encourage its public schools to hold clinics for vaccinating children ages 5 through 11 against COVID-19. Kansas expects to receive nearly 128,000 doses of a vaccine for younger children. The Democratic governor announced that all children in that age group immediately will be eligible for shots and that most of the doses should be in the state by Friday. On October 2nd, police were dispatched to a disturbance with shots fired near 8th and Fillmore in Topeka. Officers arrived and met with several people in the area and located one subject with an obvious gunshot wound. A suspect was identified as Quentin Grover, 43, of Topeka. Just after 3 p.m. Tuesday, Grover was located and eventually taken into custody. He was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on requested charges of aggravated battery, aggravated assault, felon in possession of a firearm, and criminal discharge of a firearms stemming from that October 2nd shooting. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Health officials in Nebraska say they're expecting 64,200 initial doses of the coronavirus vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The allocation is enough to cover nearly 35% of the 186,200 Nebraska children who fall in that age range. Don Harrington, the acting director of the State Department of Health Services, recommends that parents have their children vaccinated against COVID-19. He says pediatric vaccinations will be available in some areas at special vaccination clinics arranged with schools and local health care providers. Retail pharmacies and more than 900 providers, such as pediatricians and community health clinics, also will provide the vaccinations to children. An 18-year-old suspect has been ordered held without bond in the killing of a woman in Omaha. KETV-TV reports that Daniel DeJane Beeman was in court Wednesday. He is charged with first-degree murder of 61-year-old Jolene Harshbarger. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Jason Barnes is re-elected Marysville mayor with 53% of votes among 835 that were cast, holding off a write-in challenge from Rick Shane. Kyle Garaki defeats incumbent Bobby Pippia for Ward 1 City Council with 2/3 of the ballots. Lori Snellings defeats Ryan Wilson for Ward 2, taking 77%. Colleen Behrens retains her seat with 57%, holding off a write-in challenge from Harold Johnson III. And Jeff Keating defeats Kyle Bargman, taking 3/4 of the total in Ward 4. Again, Jason Barnes, re-elected mayor, Kyle Garaki, Bobby Pippia, Lori Snellings, and Jeff Keating elected to Marysville City Council. Marysville USD 364 School Board President Pam Dankenbrink holds off challenger Tyson Anderson with 61% of the votes, while incumbent Chris Denner is unseated by Liberty Price Obley, who tallied 54% of votes cast. Another incumbent, Kevin O'Neill, had filed but withdrew earlier from the race as Travis Prawley takes 64% of ballots cast. For Valley Heights, USD 498, Lisa Stryker beats Robert Chase, winning 79%, and Jamie Stump-Gillig tops Melva Center, garnering 80% of votes. In USD 380 Vermillion, Rachel Wanklin nets 93% of ballots versus Brent Halverson. Nemahal County ballots in the race are yet to be determined. For Prairie Hills, USD 113, Anissa Bloom defeats Doug Renier in Nemahal County with 56% of the count. The Washington County school bond issue passed Tuesday with 372 voting yes, 249 no votes. The approval will allow construction of additional elementary classrooms and facilities. Again, the USD 108 Washington County school bond issue passing 372 yes, 249 no. The school bond issue in Seneca was defeated with 68% voting no, over 1,500 ballots cast in the district. Amy Sudbeck retains her school board seat on USD 115 with 67% of ballots. She was challenged by Doug Dollinghouse. Separately, but on the same issue, Sudbeck is retained with 75% voting against a recall. Kara Baker wins a three-way race for position two with a majority 58%. Troy Lewis garnered 38%. Marshall County Agents on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, November 5th. This distribution is only for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Halvering Center Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Again, this distribution of breadbasket commodities for Marshall County residents who qualify financially. Join the fun with the Autumn Flannel Fest, Saturday, November 6th in Waterville. They'll feature street golf with registration at 2:30. Play begins at 3. Free kids activities from 3 until 6. They have a business scarecrow contest. A beer garden will be open with limited fall edition beers. Plus a whole hog barbecue meal by Circle P Processing serving at 6. All at the Waterville Community Center. Don't forget to wear your flannel. The Autumn Flannel Fest, Saturday, November 6th, in Waterville. Gary M. Wormy Clay is age 63 of Marysville, passed away on Friday. Rosary at 10 a.m. Friday with a service to follow at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gary Wormy Clay's. Murray Long, age 58 of Waterville, passed away October 22nd. Graveside service Friday at 2 at St. Michael's Catholic Church at Kimio. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, with family greeting friends 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Murray Long. Edith Klataska, age 89 of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Edith Klataska. Helga E. Frazier, age 84 of Marysville, passed away October 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial at the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation, family Friday 6 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Helga Frazier. Janet S. Souther Johnson, age 63 of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private burial at a later date at the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Janet Johnson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High in the upper 50s this afternoon, a mix of clouds and sun developing. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 38. Sunny on Friday, high of 60, breezy, south winds. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 40. We'll have lots of sunshine throughout our weekend and into early next week, with high pressure and an upper-level ridge working its way through the area. On Saturday, sunny, high near 68. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 45. High near 69 on Sunday, mainly sunny. Sunday night, mainly clear, low of 45 degrees. Ridge high of 65 on Monday, mainly sunny. A few clouds move in Monday night as we cool to a low near 44. On Tuesday, occasional sun, high 61. Mainly cloudy on Wednesday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 62. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature, early November, 60. Record high on this date, 87. The average low, 36, and the record low, 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:59. Sunset this evening, 6:23.
What trendy new words entered our lexicon recently? We will share those considered dictionary-worthy today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 4th. It is the 308th day of the year, and former First Lady Laura Bush has a birthday. The English language is constantly in motion, and dictionary publishers are moving faster than ever to keep up with our ever-changing lexicon. The Oxford English Dictionary offers a few examples of some of the hottest new recent words over the past few years. Vaping and vape shops get their own dictionary entries, terms brought to us by the electronic or vapor cigarette industry. Lingo from the recording studio goes mainstream with the addition of auto-tune, a trick for making off-key singers sound pitch perfect. And who doesn't love a good photo bomb? That is, of course, sneaking into someone else's photo. Or to use one of the most recent hottest words, their selfie. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Chiefs insisted on Wednesday that their preparation for the Packers this weekend would not change upon learning that league MVP Aaron Rodgers had tested positive for COVID-19. But that doesn't mean there weren't a few relieved smiles from the much-maligned defense behind closed doors. Rather than face one of the game's best quarterbacks Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs likely will get second-year pro Jordan Love making his NFL starting debut. He's thrown just 7 regular season passes in his NFL career. The Kansas City Royals have announced a series of front office moves. They include the addition of longtime first base coach Rusty Kuntz as a special assistant to team president Dayton Moore and the general manager of quality control. The moves came after Moore was promoted from general manager to a more wide-ranging role within the organization late in the season, and longtime assistant GM J.J. Piccolo was promoted to fill his day-to-day role. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Number 3, Kansas beat Emporia State 86-60 in Wednesday's exhibition. The Jayhawks improved to 10-0 against the Hornets in preseason contests. There was a surprise in the starting lineup. Fifth-year senior and walk-on Chris Tien got the nod over Arizona State transfer Remy Martin. After the game, Kansas men's basketball coach Bill Self said the move was because of some not very good workouts or practices the last couple of days. Martin, the Big 12's preseason player of the year, scored 15 points in his Jayhawk debut. The Jayhawks open up their regular season on November 9th against Michigan State. Sebastian Drewsy scored on a wide-open header 30 seconds into the game, and Austin went on to beat Sporting KC 3-1 on Wednesday night. Jared Stroud assisted on the first goal and scored the third as expansion Austin kept Kansas City from controlling its own destiny in the battle for the top seed in the Western Conference. Seattle has a one-point lead heading into Sunday's season-ending games. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights feature Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Playoff football is upon us. Join KNDY as we broadcast our Friday feature game, Hanover at Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock. No TPO roundup, but coaches' interviews starting around 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Tune in for Hanover at Axtell live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Tune in this Saturday for the 119th Sunflower Showdown as Kansas State looks to continue its momentum as it takes on the Kansas Jayhawks with pregame starting at 9 o'clock.
Fall and winter mean shorter days and lower indoor light for many gardeners and their indoor plants. Help your houseplants adjust to these changes and thrive throughout winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Move your plants to the sunniest, usually a south-facing window, if possible. If space is limited, rotate plants between low-light locations to sunnier spots indoors. Turn plants regularly so all the parts of the plants receive sufficient light. Adjust your watering schedule. Plants growing in lower light conditions need less frequent watering, but take into account air temperature as well. If you keep your house warm, the humidity is low and plants may dry out quickly. Stop fertilizing unless your plants are actively growing. Group plants together to increase humidity, but give them enough space so their leaves and stems are held at their natural position. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
These men had about 3,500 acres of farmland, pasture, and timber. However, tilling the land they owned was becoming more difficult as they grew older. What they did next not only pays the bills, has become a well-known enterprise. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The monks at New Mellory Abbey used to actively farm their land in northeastern Iowa, but with just 35 men with an average age of 70, they needed to look at other sources of income.
So we started looking around for other sources of income. We have 1,200 acres of woodland, so we said, let's see what we can do with the wood.
Father Brendan Freeman is the retired abbot at New Mellory Abbey in Piasta, Iowa.
We've learned through the years that when you value add to a commodity or to a raw good, you can charge a better price. If you're just selling logs, you got to sell with the prior corn. It's someone else determines the price.
However, they decided against their original idea.
After a pretty good study of it, we decided it'd be too expensive and too competitive. So we thought of another product would be wooden caskets for burial.
They may never have imagined how that business would grow.
We have to have help from outside because we can't keep up with the demand. We sell about 30 caskets a week. So to do that, we have about 10 monks working up there and about 13 lay people.
The Trappist Monastery has become well known for the fine craftsmanship of their caskets, many of which are made from the trees grown right here on their grounds. More next time as we travel the countryside. Piasta, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction including collectibles, guns and ammo, coins, household machinery and tools for the James and Jerry Herter estate. Sunday, November 7th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Selling collectibles including miscellaneous quilts, old pictures and frames, an assortment of Hallmark ornaments in boxes, several toys and other miscellaneous. Guns and ammo include a .243 12-gauge, .22 caliber British military rifle, .22 pistol, plus much ammo. Selling coins, household items include a kitchen table with six swivel chairs, refrigerator, washer and dryer. Machinery and tools include a 63 Massey Super 90 diesel, wide front, good rubber, 47 8M Ford, it's overhauled with new paint, new rear tires, 8-foot three-point blade and 6-foot blade, 6.5-foot finish mower, 3,000-watt generator, a rear-tine tiller, push mower, two chainsaws, and assortment of tools. This public auction for the James and Jerry Herter Estate, Sunday, November 7th, 10 a.m. at the Community Building in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
As you bring firewood inside this winter, there may be hitchhikers. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Most insects living in the wood are only a nuisance, but there are ways to keep them out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Winter winds start blowing, we bring firewood inside to burn and help keep us warm. Unfortunately, there may be insects in the wood that are more than happy to share our cozy space. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says there are two ways that bugs are attracted to firewood. Some of them just hide out between the cracks, but others are living in it full time, such as wood boring beetles.
They'll come out as adults, and people usually become startled. They're afraid that these borers or these beetles will then infest their furniture around their house. And I'm happy to say that that won't happen. You don't have to worry about that. The other ones are going to be things like spiders, smaller beetles, wood roaches, the roly-polies, the pill bugs. And as you bring it in, you warm them up in your house, and then they start to crawl around, and it freaks a lot of people out.
Don't panic. Just grab the vacuum cleaner and suck them up. It is possible to prevent bugs from hanging out in your firewood, at least most of them.
You should try and stack it up and maybe cover it up with a tarp or maybe have a little container that you put the wood into. keeping it dry definitely makes it less attractive to the things like the roly-polies and the spiders and stuff like that. It won't do much to deter the beetles that may already be in the wood, babies that are developing and turning into adults, but it definitely will help cut down on the others.
Try not to stack the wood pile directly on the ground. Only bring in wood as needed and use the oldest wood first. Larson does not recommend treating firewood with insecticide. It's useless because the bugs are sheltered within the wood. And if you burn the treated logs, harmful vapors are released into the house. Find more tips for keeping bugs out of the wood pile at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
It's the Holiday Open House in downtown Frankfort Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 3 days, 4 stores, endless gift possibilities. Visit Elsie Grace's gift shop for their famous dry food mixes, homemade fudge, and gifts for the entire family. The treasure chest has holiday treats, unique gifts, vintage and collectibles, plus brunch on Sunday. Browse the Altstadt Gallery European Antique Shop for unusual art and antiques. Then head to Jane Elaine Boutique for trendy, affordable clothing and accessories. Don't miss the Holiday Open House in Frankfort Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
How geospatial technology may help farms do double duty as research centers. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. The practice of on-farm research may expand dramatically if the vision of Orlando Saez comes to pass. Saez is CEO of Acre Technologies, a St. Louis company offering geospatial services.
Farming is growing to diversify away from farming. So many farmers, retailers, are trying to look at adjacent opportunities to actually provide value because the economics of farming continue to be more complex. And so that's something to wrestle with.
Saez says Acre Technologies is doing more and more work with chemical companies, for example, to run whole farm research programs using Acre's aerial and ground sensing data.
Creating an opportunity to do more R&D on the farm. So whereas before we did small plot research trials that took forever, what I see as a very, very favorable trend is that we're going to see farms be more test beds for R&D at the same time that there are commercial applications for them. And that circle is going to be accelerated a lot faster. But I'm excited about that part of it, where farmers are going to be far more sophisticated because they're going to be taking more of the mind share associated with R&D, demonstration, and commercial application and benefits related to inputs management and all kinds of different things.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Canadi Trucking is hiring full and part-time truck drivers. Owner-operator positions are also available. They're a local livestock hauler, mostly pigs. Drivers are home most nights. They offer competitive pay. Applicants must have a current CDL, clean driving record, and must be able to pass a drug test. To apply or for more information, contact Warren at 402-239-4952 or William at 402-239-2980.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While larger livestock loans could be indicating some uncertainty in the cattle industry, as the Kansas City Federal Reserve says that demand on the livestock loans grew in the third quarter. KWCH News has the story.
Larger livestock loans could indicate uncertainty in the cattle industry. The Kansas City Federal Reserve says demand for livestock loans grew in the third quarter. The cattle industry facing more financial pressure than some facets in the industry due to higher feed costs. Economists say supply chain disruptions has also contributed to the spike in feed.
In other news, a public hearing is set to be conducted on Monday, November 8th, next week at 10 a.m. to consider the adoption of a proposed regulation to govern commercial industrial hemp production in the state of Kansas. The Kansas Department of Agriculture did release the announcement saying that due to public health concerns posed by COVID-19, the hearing proceeds will be conducted virtually via video conference system and will provide opportunity for the public to participate via virtual participation online. The KDA is currently proposing amendments to the KAR 4-34-24 in order to provide greater flexibility to Kansas hemp producers and make the regulation align with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's final rule on commercial hemp production. The three amendments were temporarily adopted back in August, and the public hearings are to finalize the process and make the regulations permanent. Anyone who does wish to participate via the video conference must pre-register to provide a full link to the video. Written comments can also be submitted to the public comment webpage prior to hearing or sent to the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan. You can also find a copy of all the proposed regulations as well as the expanded notice on the public hearing on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Agricultural hemp has been a big discussion point with the state legislature over the last couple of years, but has gained traction and support from many farmers and agricultural leaders across the state of Kansas. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture says they want to continue to make that easier and more flexible. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved medical tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Max Armstrong here. Producers, I know harvest time is also when you're thinking about next year's crop, including fertilizer. This year, the cost and even the availability of nitrogen is on many farmers' minds. There's so much uncertainty in the fertilizer world. Have you ever thought about this? Most nitrogen products and their ways of application were familiar to your grandfather? Yeah, they were good solutions for their time, but starting a decade ago, scientists and agronomic experts were brought together by Pivot Bio and asked to find a better way, and they have created a nitrogen predictable in both performance and price. Talk to your local Pivot Bio representative to learn more.
It's time to turn to a better nitrogen. Pivot Bio Proven 40. It's the only predictable weatherproof nitrogen. Make it your first 40 pounds for season-long performance and larger, healthier corn plants. Pivot Bio Proven 40. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not. Go to pivotbio.com to find your local sales representative.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Four Senate Republicans introducing a bill today that could stop the Labor Department from increasing the wages that farmers must pay H-2A workers in many states. The minimum wage rates are set by an adverse effect wage rate, or AEWR, that the department sends each year based on USDA survey that typically comes out each November. Under the Keeping Food Local and Affordable Act, the AEWR would be frozen at 2021 levels in states where the unemployment rate is 5% or less. The argument is that those states already have shortages of domestic workers. The bill would also allow governors of states with food price increases of more than 3% over the last year to ask the H-2A wage rate remain at the 2021 level. Nationally, food inflation has been well above that. Senate Ag Committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, joining the North Carolina, Senator Tom Tillis, in co-sponsoring the bill, along with John Cornyn of Texas and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. As of Sunday, USDA says corn harvest is now 74% complete nationwide compared to 66% a week ago and the average. 79% of soybeans nationwide have been harvested compared to 73% a week ago and 2 points behind the five-year average. 87% now of winter wheat has been planted. The usual is around that 86%. 67% has emerged, which is also average. 45% of the nation's wheat crop is good to excellent, down 1 point from a week ago. And 45% of the nation's cotton has been harvested. 26% of pastures and rangelands around the country are in good to excellent condition. Did see a week-to-week improvement of 2%. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Being a good steward of the forest on your land starts with solid planning. Tailor your goals now and into the future on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Forested land for many reasons, including income from the wood, recreational purposes, and aesthetics. You can't afford to ignore the value of this asset, so a well-prepared forest management plan will help you meet your goals now and into the future. Earl Garber is a past president of the National Association of Conservation Districts. He says to start your plan by conferring with local conservation and forestry professionals for their assessment and technical assistance. The management practices you develop will depend on your objectives as well as the age and condition of the stand.
Is the stand ready for a thinning? Is the stand mature, or is it at the stage where you go in and remove a percentage of the trees? One of the other things you have to look at is what's the invasive species condition of your forest? Are there some species of trees that you need to remove that are competing with the one that you'd like to harvest for income in the future?
Garber says a good management plan includes both short-term and long-term goals.
When you're talking about a pine forest, you may be talking about a 30 to 35-year plan before the trees are mature. You do a clean cut and start over. When you get to hardwood, depending where you're located, it could be anywhere from 50 to 100-year plan to manage that hardwood with incremental harvesting and control of species that you don't want. So if there's any part of the natural resources long-term planning, it's forestry.
Create a timeline of specific tasks and revisit the plan every 5 years or so. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about starting a forest management plan at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit as we get through the end of the pre-Friday celebration here. Still a lot of red on the board after the green start that we had really all across the board. Everything back down into the red. They are anticipating that report coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that may shift the numbers a little bit. At the same time, the export numbers did come in higher than projected, which is nice. We'll also get a report tomorrow morning on the amount of untransported and unsold grains right now sitting in the bins that may have an effect on the markets as well over the next couple of days. In the soybean meal market, U.S. Department of Agriculture did report that last week's export sales for bean meal was sitting at 226,000 metric tons. That was just above those expectations between 100,000 to 250,000 metric tons of soybean meal. In the cotton market, even though they had a good day yesterday, they are struggling in the red today. Export sales for them were sitting at 139,000 round bales. That was a net of over 20,000 of the bales of cotton. And the sorghum industry, we are seeing, according to the USDA, we saw total export sales last week of sorghum sitting at 265,000 metric tons. There was no expectation reported by the USDA on that market. In the cotton market today, as we mentioned, they were in the red going through most of the day today. They're down 219 for December cotton, sitting at 116.63. Canola for November is down 18.90 right now at 10.10 even. Over in the wheat and corn market, they're still trying to hang in there, but still just down in the red a little bit. Kansas City wheat for December is down 5.5 at 7.85 1/4. The corn for December is down 4.5 at 5.59 1/2. Soybeans still struggling a bit today with November beans down 19 1/4, sitting at 12.12 1/4. In the U.S. dollar index today, we're seeing a little bit of green on the board. That's rebounding from yesterday's red numbers. December U.S. dollar index in the green, 48 cents at 94.34. We have the 30-year bond sitting up in the green at 161. The 10-year note in the green at 131.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
My way, your spurs sound just like heartache, but I'm a-
knuckles. No prize to show, but I've earned a few scars of my own. So honey, I'm not your next 8 second thrill.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.